this live broadcast from the 11th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention is brought to you by Mathnasium, changing lives through math. Very exciting.
Very much.
And the Foo Fighters are here, too. Yeah, Wrigley.
Wrigley. Oh, what a great venue for that.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. That's a good place to fight Foo, actually, when you think about it. If one has to do the fighting of Foo, that would be the best place to do it. All right. Well, I think without any further ado, I think it is time for us to continue on here. We are live from the Blackhawks Convention, as I said, the 11th annual. And
I see someone walking up to the stage.
We have...
Oh, he's across the blue line. He's moving in on the goaltender. He's
Shuktron!
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex DeBrincat and Jonathan Toews.
Hi, Alex.
All right.
Alex,
wow.
How are you?
Okay.
Good to see you.
Yeah, no
see
big deal.
Come on in,
fellas. No big deal.
Doesn't get any bigger than this.
Cat with the assist right there. We're going to give you a point for that.
Yeah, letting the guys settle in.
Definitely, there are a lot more people here at the WGN radio booth. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Yes.
Look at this.
It is amazing how quickly that turns around. You know, I just want to say that, you know, we've been sitting here for a while, too. Nobody seems to be paying much attention. Hello, we're
Where
right here.
Where was everybody 2 minutes ago?
Right. Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate your... I know this is a crazy amount of time this really tight time when you guys get here. You look forward to this for the summer, Jonathan?
Sure do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is a good... And this year, obviously... There's a lot of optimism about the team, and there's kind of a fresh spirit is what I'm being, it's the sense that I'm getting from this.
Yeah. Is that a question?
Yeah.
Look, I can tell Jonathan he has an actual chip on his shoulder after last year, and I think we like that.
Bit.
Maybe a little bit, right?
He's ready to go. Well, 10 years ago you were named captain. You've achieved so much, and now we're moving forward to the next phase, and Hawks fans are very excited to see what's to come for the season ahead. What can you tell them?
Well, yeah, I guess I would agree with everything you guys are saying. It was a learning experience for everyone in that locker room last year, and we fell quite a way short of our goal. And Kat and I were just talking a second ago of what it's like to have a long off season, and all of a sudden you realize how hard everyone out there is working when they have all that time off and when they have time away from the game if you don't make the playoffs. And I mean, that's half the league. So nowadays you look at our division, you look around the league, and even our conference. Everyone is good. Everyone comes into the season believing they can make the playoffs. And as we saw this year, it's really almost impossible to predict who's going to win the Stanley Cup when the first round comes around. So that's our goal, is I think we got a lot of youth, a lot of talent, like the guy sitting next to me.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited about that. No pressure, but
it's all on you.
We're going to enjoy it. And I think a lot of us, especially maybe the guys in the room that have had success, we've been humbled by that and understand it's time to go back to the drawing board and get ready for next year.
Well, Alex, let me ask you. I mean, you're sitting here next to Jonathan Toews. You played with him last season, right? And you're heading into, what looks like it's going to be a long and fruitful relationship with the Blackhawks organization. So when did you become a fan of Jonathan Toews? I just want to start with that for a second.
That's a great question.
First time you saw him on the...
Well, I wasn't a Hawks fan when I was younger, so probably the day I got drafted.
Okay, you know, there's a good answer. That's a serviceable answer.
Were you a Red Wing
fan?
Okay, that's all right.
But,
Bringing that up for some reason.
Interesting.
I enjoyed watching, you know, him and Kaner my whole childhood, so it's a pleasure to play with those guys, and it's really a dream come true.
So make it easier that the Red Wings are now in the Eastern Conference and the Hawks are in the Western, so you don't have the divided loyalty?
It easier? No loyalty towards them.
Okay, just checking. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
You like to play against them a little bit more often. 4 or 5 points out on the road against them last year.
It is a weird feeling
to enjoy it,
for Hawks fans not to have them, you know, here every couple of weeks, you know, like when they were in the West with us. And
it is funny to think that the league changes a little bit every year. We had a few trips to Las Vegas last year, and that never used to be there. We used to go to Columbus and Detroit all the time. Those were our two teams in our division, and the schedule is a lot different. So Yeah, I guess time flies. Things change. You don't realize, I guess, how long you've been around. So
I wanted to ask Alex about this. I heard a story when the Hawks were in Vegas last year. I hope I don't want to get you in any trouble here, but my sources.
Where's this one going?
My sources tell me that you could do nothing in Vegas. You can't even pull a slot machine, and you actually just did your high school homework while you were in Las Vegas. Is that true?
Yeah, I couldn't do anything, so...
Exactly.
I was,
He's got something in his eye.
With a wink from Jonathan.
He's maybe not doing homework, but I was more watching Netflix and just kind of hanging out.
You could literally get kicked out of the casino. I mean, you got to be 21 just to walk across the casino.
Yeah, floor. I was trying to watch some of them gamble, and they kicked me out pretty quick. So. Yeah.
That's always fun, by the way, watching your friends gamble. Yeah. That is, that's a big winning experience. Well, let's talk a little bit about Las Vegas, Evan, because it's interesting that they did really, really well, obviously, this year. And a lot of speculation in the league was, well, you know, the teams are coming in, and it's a new town for them to be in, but not really a new town for them to be in, but to play in. And they might be a little tired by the time they get on the ice. Is there any truth to that, do you think?
I think, no one makes excuses. There's a lot of fun cities to go visit on the road. At the end of the day, the game's so fast nowadays. Guys are ready for every single game. It's not like the good old days where teams were out having a heck of a time, playing guilty the next day, as they say. We got into Vegas a couple nights before the game when the puck dropped. I think it was a Tuesday night, the first time we played there. The guys were ready to go. And at the end of the day, it's not easy to play in that building, as you saw in the playoffs. Yeah. They really fed off that energy. And
it's a great building, isn't it?
The whole sideshow that would go on before the games, I think it got fans into it, and then it got the players into it. And they were ready to creep up on everybody this year, and no one really expected them to be as good as they
were. What do you make
were.
Of that, an expansion team making it to the Stanley Cup? I mean, is there anything that the other teams can draw from that, or is this a fluke? Do you think? What do you make of it?
Well, I think there's a lot of humility in that room. No one took anything for granted, and they're all excited, the term you used before, had a chip on their shoulder every time they went out and played. Didn't matter who they played, so I think there is definitely some qualities there that we can take away and kind of capture within our own locker room, for sure.
These all had been guys who'd been literally let go by their teams to go to the expansion draft, right? So, I mean, there is something to that. And every night, the Golden Knights would get around that one guy who was let go by the team that they were playing that night, and it was just a big kind of team thing. And I think to the point now with the Blackhawks, obviously, this is a great decade-long institution with you and Kaner and it just seems that this is the moment that certainly the fans who are all aligned here, you know, they want to see the Hawks of old. As we're talking about, this is like, you know, you got two cores developing here. You got your core and you got the young core coming up. And how much are you? Oh, actually, ask Alex this. How inspired are you by watching these guys, obviously, and what are you learning from them?
Oh, I mean, you learn something new every day. I mean, just the way they work, and you know, you work out with him in the gym, and you know, you learn a lot. You gotta push yourself to get better, and I mean, it's just a great feeling going with these guys, and you know, learning a lot from them on and off the ice.
Who was your greatest mentor when you came into the league?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a while ago.
Yeah, well, we had some great, I still look at Brent Seabrook and Duncan Keith and Patrick Sharp as kind of my big brothers almost. That I've always looked up to those guys and been a step or two behind them every step of the way. When I came into the league, it was guys like Marty Lapointe, Kevin Adams, even Yannick Perreault, who's now one of our coaches and our face-off specialist, helps us every day on game days. Patrick Lalime, kind of older guys like that I had watched that for a long time, and you know, were just fun to be around off the ice in the show. Like, they're just kind of grown-up kids still really enjoying the game. So, it was guys like that kind of hand down or pass the torch as far as the culture and how you carry yourself as a not only professional athlete but a professional hockey player.
Yeah. All right. Well, gentlemen, I know you guys got to get ready for the opening ceremony. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's
really a great honor.
We're excited.
John and Taze and Alex DeBrincat. Judy Pelleck at WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes.